You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Zahara Lari is a competitive figure skater from the United Arab Emirates who has represented her country in international competitions in places like Slovakia, Hungary, and Italy. The 21-year-old from Abu Dhabi now has her heart set on a bigger dream, the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. I spoke to Niamh Perrin, a Kiwi filmmaker who has just been granted permission to make a documentary on Lari about her upcoming plans. I started off by asking her to tell me why this figure skater is so special.
Zahra Lari. She's from the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi.
Right. And so yeah. She's a figure skater.
She is. She's a skater from the desert, which is a pretty beautiful notion. Yeah. Couldn't really dream for anything more cinematic than that.
Yeah, definitely. Sort of what's the big deal about her? Like, what is she about to do?
Well, she's aiming to be the very first covered figure skater to ever come out of the United Arab Emirates. And she will also hopefully be the very first person to ever represent the UAE at the Winter Olympics, which is a pretty big deal. So she's conquering a lot of boundaries.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How did you find out about her?
I actually just stumbled across her when I was meant to be writing another script altogether and came across this like little handheld video that her mum had posted online. And I was like, who is this girl? And started doing like a crazy little Google search and got hooked because she's pretty incredible. Like, she likes to talk about... She just wants to be an inspiration to other girls in the UAE, but also everywhere in the world. And she calls herself an ambassador for sport, her sex, and her religion. So she was pretty fascinating. I was hooked, and I actually wrote to her, and we became pen pals.
Oh, my God.
But then the pen pal thing didn't last for long, because I was like, I just have to make a documentary on you. Because it just is all a bit too exciting and real, and she's just on the cusp of actually making something really big.
That's amazing. And so can you talk me through, how did you get permission to film her for your documentary? How did you go about all of that?
Well, I actually made a little pitch document for her and her management to look over, and they agreed, which was lucky, because my heart was like so far in at that point. And so they gave me the big tick, and it's all kind of gone from there. I actually only 2 days ago started submitting my location and filming permits.
Oh, wow.
So it's a whole different process over there, which is really fascinating. So I had to declare that I was unmarried, and also declare my father's lineage. And it was pretty cool. I love that it's different. It's great.
So you're planning to go over to the United Arab Emirates and film the whole documentary and stuff over there, obviously?
So initially our first segment, which is the one that we're gearing up for right now, which is actually only in like 2 weeks' time. So we'll go over there in the first week of February. And we'll start getting to know her, her house, her ice skating rink, just hanging out, hopefully doing a few more interviews with other people that, you know, really might aid the story and give us a real insight. And then from there, we hope to follow her to a couple of competitions leading up to the Winter Olympics. And then hopefully she makes the right times and gets the right, you know, triple axel and all of that jazz. And if she does that, we'll go to the Olympics with her and film her in South Korea, which will be pretty phenomenal in February next year.
That sounds amazing. It's so interesting. And so you've set up a fundraising page?
Yes, a little give a little page. So please help me. There's not much time.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be so interesting, and like totally that thing that she's, I mean, an ice skater from the desert. Like,
I think it's just pretty special and beautiful, and she says a lot about, I guess, progress and changing things, and she loves her country, and she's just, like, how inspiring is that to take up something, you know, ice skating in the desert? Imagine imagine being 11 years old and being like, I'm actually going to be a figure skater in the desert. I think that's an incredible ambition to have, just, and then to really, like, set your sights on it, because I've been doing a little bit of research, and there's, like, most professional figure skaters start at the age of 3.
Right.
So to start at the age of 11, you're already, like, nearly a decade out. so, yeah, so to be, like, on her way to the Olympics is pretty cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.